From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Leaders of the world's major industrialized economies say it's important to the global economy that Greece stays in the eurozone. And as NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the G8 also issued a communique saying pro-growth policies need to balance European austerity measures.
In a joint statement, the leaders of the G8 countries are vowing to promote growth. Mike Froman is Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics. He says the leaders agree their mission is to promote growth and jobs.
They agree to take all necessary steps to do that, recognizing that the right measures are not the same for each of us, recognizing the differentiation between countries and their situations.
The G8 leaders agree global stability cannot happen without a strong and cohesive eurozone. They're also reaffirming their desire for Greece to remain in the eurozone and respect its commitments. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
In a Chicago courtroom today, a $1.5 million bond was set for three protesters arrested on terrorism-related charges. Prosecutors say the three men, who were arrested Wednesday, had weapons and were planning attacks to disrupt the two-day NATO summit that Chicago is hosting. Defense attorneys say the men were set up by undercover police, hoping to discourage NATO protesters from turning out in the streets tomorrow. Afghanistan will be the focus of the NATO summit, and in eastern Afghanistan today, a deadly suicide bombing killed at least 10 people, mostly civilians. Police in Khost province say the bomber was targeting a police checkpoint but detonated explosives in a crowded market. Chinese dissident Cheng Guangcheng is on a plane bound for the U.S. NPR's Joel Rose reports Cheng's departure from Beijing today ends a month-long diplomatic standoff with Chinese officials.
Cheng Guangcheng and his family departed Beijing late Saturday afternoon local time. The activist has disrupted American-Chinese diplomatic relations since escaping from house arrest and seeking refuge at a U.S. embassy last month. The U.S. State Department released a statement confirming Chen's departure and expressing appreciation that the matter has been resolved. Chen's plane is expected to land in Newark, New Jersey later today. He's planning to study law at New York University. Chen's supporters described him as happy, but say he's concerned that his friends and relatives in Shandong province will suffer retribution for his escape. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
At Cape Canaveral today, the launch of a private unmanned capsule into space was aborted a half second before liftoff. Computers on board the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket automatically shut down the engines because of high pressure readings. The mission was aimed at sending the first privately built supply ship to the International Space Station. The soonest opportunity to try again is May 22nd, but SpaceX officials say they're making no decisions until they complete inspection of the engines. This is NPR. If you own a 2010 model year Jeep Wrangler, Chrysler may be recalling it. The recall affects only Wranglers with automatic transmission that were built before July 14, 2010. That covers nearly 87,000 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the Wranglers could catch fire because debris can get caught between a transmission plate and the catalytic converter. Chrysler received more than a dozen complaints about fires, but no injuries have been reported. Two American medical organizations say older people with a long history of smoking should get yearly CT scans. NPR's Richard Knox reports it's an important endorsement of lung cancer screening.
8 million Americans fit the profile of those who should be screened. The new guidelines say they're 55 to 74 years old who've smoked the equivalent of a pack a day for 30 years. Younger people, lighter smokers, and those in poor health for other reasons should not get annual CT screening. The guidelines come from the American College of Chest Physicians and the American Society of Clinical Oncologists. Dr. Peter Bach chaired the guideline-writing panel. He hopes to discourage CT screening of the wrong people.
The push on the commercial or marketing side will be to screening more people, I think, and probably informing them less well.
Bach says unless lung cancer screening is done properly, it could harm more people than it helps. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A new record at the summit of Mount Everest today. 73-year-old Tame Watanabe of Japan became the world's oldest woman to climb Everest, and she set the last record 10 years ago when she was only 63. But a spokesman says she beat her own record this time. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.